Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Next year, which is coming sooner than we think, everyone who's working and who doesn't have a work pension will be auto-enrolled into a new pension scheme. Now, the plan, which has been delayed for a number of years, is finally being rolled out. So what will it mean if you're working but you don't have a pension? And how will the system work? Well, I'm joined now by Owen McGee, financial planner, who's here with me in the studio. Hello, Owen.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. We've spoken about this auto-enrolment plan many times.
Yep.
Mostly it was, where is it? When's it going to be rolled out?
Yep.
But you believe it's coming now.
Yeah, and even earlier on in this year, the original, I think the last deadline we had was the 1st of September. And I didn't believe that at the time, right? I said, they're just nowhere near it. I have actually got to the stage now where I believe it's going to come on the 1st of January. We've been waiting years for this, right? But I do believe it's going to come on the 1st of January, particularly because there seems to be a lot of media spend. There's a lot of ads out there. People would have heard it when they're driving along in the car, or they'll have come across the ads for auto enrollment. And I think that's a good thing. Like, let's be really clear. Auto enrollment is just a pension. It's just a savings plan. That's all it is, but really attractive tax incentives to it. And the difference with this is that typically when you join a new job, so you walk into a new job and there's a pension scheme and someone in HR or someone in payroll or someone's going to come at you at some stage to say, you need to fill out the forms to join the pension scheme. And you have to go to the hassle of filling out the forms and giving them back, and it gets set up and it works that way. With auto enrollment, you need to fill out forms not to join the pension scheme. Okay, so it's run by government. Yeah, so it's to opt out. And in fact, there's even protections and measures to ensure that if you opt out, you get put back in again 2 years automatically, two years later. But actually the way it's going to work is everyone's going to automatically go into it. After 6 months, everyone who is eligible is going to go into it. We'll come back to that in a minute. After 6 months, you've got a 2 month window where you can opt out and get a refund of the money you paid into it in the 6 months. And it's just from month six to month eight and you try and get out. So it's actually quite difficult to get out of it, but once you're in it, it's proven that it's a much better mechanism for getting higher, what we call in our game, participation rates.
Okay, so what will happen is they'll look at the payslips.
Yes.
And if they see that you're not in a pension scheme from your payslip, you're in their one.
Yeah. So if you're over 23, under 60 years of age, making more than 20,000 euros a year, you are now in the scope of, should you be in or should you be out? So that's the first measure of an automatic enrollment. If you're outside of those measures, you can choose to go into us. But the original thing, or the original scope, is 23 to 60 years of age, making more than 20,000. If you get through that barrier, the next thing there, and barrier is not the wrong word, the opposite barrier, whatever that is, the next kind of look through, what they're looking at is they've actually teamed up with all the payroll software providers, right? So the people who produce your payslip on a month-to-month basis or week-to-week basis. And what they've asked them to do is, this is government have asked them to do, is they have asked them to scan through every single payslip in the country. And in really simple terms, if the word pension is on the payslip, you're not going into auto-enrollment. And if it's not there, you are. Okay, which for some people say, oh no, I won't be going into auto-enrollment. I have a pension, and they might have a personal pension or a PRSA or something that their employer has nothing to do with. But if it's not on your payslip, you are going into it, regardless of whether you have one or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so that's important, because if you're in that situation and you don't want to be in this pension scheme,
yes,
you have to opt out.
Yeah, you have to opt out. And it is really important. Like, there's a couple of different numbers out there. CCPC actually had figures this week that shows that 60% of people in Ireland do have a pension. Some interesting stats about pensions and what people not understanding, like 1 in 3 people don't understand pensions, full stop. So every time I say the word pension, I'm conscious that there's people listening going, what's a pension? Are they confused? A pension in really simple format is a savings policy. The difference here is you get tax relief on the way in, you don't pay tax on the growth, and you'll get some out tax-free when you hit retirement. Okay, so it's just a savings plan with all these things attached to it. But what we find is if you take the numbers from earlier on in the week, 60% of people in Ireland have a pension of some sort. Okay. Where other countries have introduced auto-enrollment. So I think the best figures I can use, because it's the most recent, like the very first country to introduce auto-enrollment was Australia back in 1983. And anyone who's ever spent time a year in Australia knows you went to the job and you come out and you've got this super fund at the end of it and you're going, what will I do with my super fund? But the UK introduced it in 2020, 2012 was when they introduced it. At that time, they had 45% participation rates, which meant more or less one in two people had a pension. By the once it was fully rolled out, it's up to 85-90% of people now have pensions. Okay,
that's the way it works.
And that's been the same across the UK, across all the different countries, Australia, all the different countries. Once it's fully rolled out, mm-hmm. you will end up with much higher participation rates, which is great because now people are starting to put money away for their retirement.
Okay, but you're going to have to plan as well for the fact that your take home is going to be reduced because a percentage, it's a small percentage, but a percentage of your money is going to be going into this pension fund.
And that's why it's very measured about how much you're getting taken out of your payroll from January 1st, right? So initially, for the first 3 years, it's 1.5% of your salary. Okay, and what will happen there is you'll put in 1.5% of your salary, your employer will put in 1.5% on your behalf from their pocket, and then the government will put in 0.5%. By the time we get to the full rollout, by the 10th year, we'll be 6% from you, 6% from your employer, and 2% from the government. And this is really important because it's about turning up the volume. You and I have talked about it before. Sometimes I talk about people will say to me, oh, I'm crap at saving. And I say, you're not crap at saving. You just are setting the bar too high that when you go to save, it fails on you and you feel like you're crap at it, right? The reality is if we start low and turn up the volume on a regular basis, then it's much more likely to succeed because it's not just jumping straight in the fire and then having to jump straight out again. Now, let's not underestimate. There are people where there's lots of people where 1.5% is going to hurt them and it's going to mean that the money is down. The thing about it is, I think that's probably why they said, let's force it for 6 months and let you get out after 6 months and get a refund in that 6 to 8 month window where you can get a refund of the first 6 month premiums or contributions you've made. But the reality is there are people out there who are really going to struggle with this. And there is lots of employers out there who are saying 1.5% on top of minimum wages, on top of all these other things that we're trying to deal with and PRSI contributions,
sick
all the rest
pay
of
and so on.
It's the tipping point for them. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be easy.
Are the employers getting any sort of tax relief on
it'll
their contribution?
It'll be the expense the same way as every, yeah, it'll be expense the same way it is. It is really important when we're talking about tax relief. If you're on the effective tax rate or tax relief rate on this, without getting too complicated, is 25%. Okay. Now, if you look at our pension rules right now and how they work, if you pay 100 euros into a pension and you're on the standard rate of tax, you get a refund or you pay 20 euros less in tax. So that's 20%. This is going to be equivalent of 25%, so 125. But if you're on the higher rate of tax, you get 40% back on that 100 euros. So you get 40 euros. So effectively, if you flip that on its head, it costs you 60 euros to put 100 euros into your pension when you allow for the tax relief. So in simple terms, what auto-enrolment means, the way the tax relief is going to work for auto-enrolment is, if you're on the standard rate of tax, you're going to, instead of getting 20% relief, you're going to get 25% relief. But if you're in the higher rate of tax, instead of getting 40% relief, you're dropping down to 25% relief.
Oh.
So
is this a problem with the scheme now?
It's absolutely a problem. It's absolutely a problem for higher earners, right? And there's a couple of, and I want to stress this is a really positive thing, and I don't want it to come across negative, but it is a problem. And particularly if you're a higher rate taxpayer and you're looking at it and go, I don't actually have a pension. I have a pension, but it's not coming out of my pay slip, or I have a pension and I don't have a pension at all. You're automatically going to get a 15% less tax back than if you went in the next couple of months and set it up yourself and got it being paid through payroll.
Sounds like a no-brainer to go and do it yourself.
It is an absolute no-brainer. And it makes a big difference. Like if we look at someone on 50,000 euros a year, right, they will, just that 15% difference, putting in the minimum 1.5%, you would end up with a pot on an auto-enrolment, if you look at it over, and this is over a 40-year period, paying in the 1.5, the 1.5, you're going to end up with a pot of 290,000 euros is what the pot would be worth. But if you were doing that as a higher rate taxpayer and allowing for the extra tax relief to go into the pension instead, which is only an extra 20 quid, you're talking about 331,000. They're all very big numbers. Basically, the pot would be 15% bigger because of the extra tax relief you're getting as a higher rate taxpayer.
So I've messages coming in and some questions, Owen, but this one is making the point that, this listener says that pensions are not a savings scheme. This is a new definition, and it's not true to say that people in Ireland don't have pensions. We have the state pension.
Yep, we do.
And you're referring to private pension scheme. So clearly the state has decided that the state pension is not going to be enough for people.
I think there's a couple of problems with the state pension. First of all, if I'm 75 years of age and I'm relying solely on the state pension, it's very hard to get by. Okay, like with the cost of living, I heard figures this morning on the radio, on the radio in Morning Ireland this morning, to say the cost of our gas and electricity is 50% higher than it was 5 years ago. So the state pension typically goes up by 1.25% per year. It's not enough for a lot of people to be able to survive on. But you're still a voter at 75 years of age. And if you are really struggling on the state pension alone, it puts more pressure on government, full stop. But there's also stats that don't really, like, I can only talk about my own private practice. My private practice, if you're under the age of 50, I don't build a state pension into your long-term financial plan. I assume you're not going to get it. If you do get it, it's a bonus. I'm not saying you're not getting it. I'm just saying I'm assuming you're not going to get it. And the reason for that is right now, there are five people working and paying PRSI for every one person who's retired. By the time we get to 2050, there'll be two people working for every one person retired. Now, if you think about it, we've a pot of five people paying into PRSI. That PRSI pays for the old age state pension, pays for disability benefit, unemployment benefit, all of the social welfare benefits. Five people are funding them. Mm-hmm. We don't have a pot of gold that we're carrying extra money from year to year. So when the numbers change from 5 to 1 to 2 to 1, there's going to be significantly more pressure on that old age state pension and disability benefits and everything else. So if I was forward planning, and that's what I do, I'm a forward planner, I'd be saying, I wonder, is there a way I can get people to start providing on top of their state pension, providing for themselves? And this is a proven way that's been done since 1983 in Australia, that's proved to top up the state pension. Mm-hmm. And I want to be really clear, Claire, I'm not saying people are not getting state pensions.
No,
I'm
you're not, but you're saying be cautious about relying on the fact that it may be there, and be cautious on relying on the fact that it's going to get you through.
Yes,
because, you know,
absolutely,
it is low for many people, particularly as more people can't buy homes and may still be paying rent when they get to retirement. Right. Joe says, if I want to retire at 60, can I withdraw this auto-enrolled pension?
Nope. 66 right now, so it's lined up with the old age state pension age, or the state pension, the old age state pension is 66 at the moment. If that changes to 68, you'd imagine auto enrolment will go there too. But with a private pension, you can get in there. You can get it from 50 years of age onwards if you've left that employment. We try and keep pensions closed for as long as we possibly can. But right now it's 66.
Laura wants to know, what about self-employed people? Do we get any government contribution?
No, you can opt into it, but you're not automatically going into it. You can opt in. But
will the government give you the little top up?
You'll get the little top up. What you need to really get there, you really need to look at what tax relief are you getting. If you're self-employed and paying 40%, there are other factors to take into consideration whether auto enrollment is better for you. For example, charges, right? The auto enrollment, because it's a big, big group scheme, it's a bit like it's a wholesale charging structure. Whereas an individual buying a pension, it's a retail charging structure, and therefore you would expect it to be a bit higher. We don't know what funds are going to be available for auto enrollment. We will know on the 30th of September, I believe. They're going to list the funds. And that's one of the other downfalls I see, right? One of the problems, again, we don't know what funds are going to be available. So where's your money actually going to be invested? But there's a suggestion there that is only going to be low risk funds and medium risk funds,
which might suit some people,
and it will suit the vast majority. In fact, 66% of people will end up in a medium risk fund when they engage with a private pension provider. But there are still some people out there who would prefer to go high risk, and they are not going to be catered for, is my understanding. And hopefully I'm wrong on this, and hopefully someone can correct me and say, no, you're wrong on that.
Maria wants to know, what happens if you have two jobs and only have a pension with one job? Would you be auto-enrolled?
You're going to be auto-enrolled. If it's not, in really simple terms, in phase one, my understanding is if it's not on your payslip, you are going into it, full stop. And you will get a chance to opt out later on, but you will go into it. But I believe phase two, and that's another thing, you have to remember, we said at the start, this took forever to be implemented, right? So I think everyone would agree who's involved in the project would say it's not going to be perfect initially. So for example, it's you have a pension on your payslip or you don't. And if you don't, you're going into this. I believe in phase two or phase three or whenever, sometime in the future, they're going to look at, is the pension you're in comparable to auto enrollment? And if it's comparable, well, then we won't automatically opt you in. But right now is, you have one or you don't.
Or you don't.
And you're in or you're not.
This listener says, I understand auto-enrolment contributions do not reduce your taxable pay. Can you clarify that?
So, no, where you're getting the tax relief is the 25%, right? So
if of your contribution.
Yes. So where you're getting that, you're putting in 1.5%, they're putting in 0.5%. And so in total between you and the government, there's 2% of your salary going in, 0.5% from them and 1.5% from you. The problem with it is, and what might be getting confused there is, if I'm a standard rate taxpayer and I put 100 euros into my pension this month, my taxable pay, my take-home pay, only reduces by 80 to where we're allowed for the 20 quid. That's gone, that the tax relief I've got. Now, what people don't realise actually when it comes to pensions, Claire, is, well, self-employed people who are about to do their tax return in the next couple of weeks, they know that they can still put a pension contribution in for 2024. Mm-hmm. PAYE workers, typically all their taxes are up to date at the end of last year because it's just been taken out through PAYE. But you can still put money into a pension today for last year. Okay, and because your taxes are up to date, if you put 100 euros into your pension today, you'll get 40 euros back or 20 euros back, depending what rate of tax you're on, of the tax you paid last year. And the nice thing is you'll have it in time for Christmas.
Right. All you need is the money to do that. And so many questions coming in on that. We'll have to come back to it, particularly as more detail emerges. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Claire.
Owen McGee.